As we know, Almighty God has this beautiful communion of saints. We here on earth, even though we are separated from our loved ones who have died and gone to eternity, here on earth we can help and assist them in eternity. As we know in Scripture, nothing defiled can enter heaven. And our Lord tells us, Jesus tells us, even the idle word will have to render an account on the day of judgment. And when we die and leave this world, we have sins that we have not sufficiently made atonement for. Before we go to heaven, we have to make sufficient satisfaction. And we can help those of our loved ones and our relatives and friends by our prayers and sacrifices for them. After this Mass, we will begin, as we do each month of November, we'll have special prayers for the faithful departed. But tomorrow, starting at noon, you can gain a plenary indulgence, a complete remission of the satisfaction due to sin, the punishment due to sin. And that is applicable only for those souls in purgatory by reciting six Our Father, six Hail Mary, six Glory Bees. And that is for each visit. And it's what we call the totius totius. As often as you do this, as often as you make a visit, you can gain that indulgence. And that is under the usual conditions, which is going to confession within a week and also receiving Holy Communion. We also know during the month of November there are many special indulgences that can be gained for the Holy Soul, such as visiting a cemetery right across the street. We have a cemetery here. This is for the entire octave. So I would say, all of us, it would be well for us during this month of November to think of our loved ones who have died, and if they are suffering and atoning for their sins, it is a great act of charity for us to intercede for them. Today, we celebrate the Feast of All Saints. And once again, the concept of the communion of saints. The saints who have died and are now with God, as friends of God, they can intercede and assist us. And that is the reason why when you come into the Catholic Church, you see around us we have different statues. We don't worship the statue, no. But the statue, the image, picture of statue, reminds us of the person in heaven. As we know, we have the crucifixion scene, Jesus on the cross, our divine Savior. We are reminded of the sufferings he endured to obtain for us redemption, to redeem us, and to open the gates of heaven. We see the Blessed Virgin, as we read of his Gospel of St. John, standing at the foot of the cross, St. Mary Magdalene. If any of us ever have maybe a lack of trust and confidence in God's mercy, when we look at Mary Magdalene, who was a very great sinner, we know that the mercy of God is infinite. And as Jesus said to her, Mary Magdalene, many sins are forgiven her because she's loved much. For anyone who's had a very bad past, Mary Magdalene gives you hope and trust that God will forgive sins as long as we're truly sorry. We have St. John the Apostle. He was the one that Jesus looked down from the cross and gave to the keeping of his Blessed Mother. We also have on either side of the altars, we have St. Peter with the keys and also St. Paul. And then we have our Blessed Mother here, we have St. Joseph, we have St. Michael and St. Gabriel. We have beautiful windows. The stained glass windows are getting a little bit dark right now. But the saints, Holy Mother of the Church, holds them up for our inspiration. And this is what I'd like to just very briefly recommend. Do you want to be motivated in living your Catholic faith? Do you want to be inspired? Do you want to be uplifted? And read the lives of the saints. The saints were men and women, boys and girls, just like all of us in this church. Same fallen human nature, same temptations, same trials and difficulties, but the saints keyed in on that one essential aspect, that which made them a saint. And that one aspect is God's grace. Without God, without His grace, we can't do it. No way can do it. We're too weak. As Jesus tells us in the Gospel of St. John, we read chapter 15, verse 5, without me, You can do nothing. I am the vine and you are the branches. Without me, you can do nothing. Jesus spoke these words to his apostles because he wanted them to bear much fruit. Our Lord taught the apostles frequently by different lessons when he spent his 3 years of public life with them. We've spoken about this in the past. The apostles fished all night and caught absolutely nothing. But one word from Jesus lowered the nets, and they caught this abundance of fish. I mean, absolutely abundance. So much was the hand of God there that Peter knelt down and said, "Lord, depart from me, I'm a sinful man." And the apostle said, "What man is this? Who is this that he could do these things?" This is just, they knew he was the Son of God. All of us are weak. We offer temptations. But we have no excuse on the day of judgment when we stand before God. If we die without God's grace, sanctifying grace, we have no excuse. We can't say, "I was so weak, the temptations were too strong, the difficulties were just overwhelming, I couldn't handle it." No, because God tells us, "My grace is sufficient for thee." St. Paul, the great apostle whose statue is on the right side of the altar with the sword, St. Paul said, "Three times I asked the Lord to deliver me from the sting of the flesh, this buffet of Satan. Three times I asked God, and God said to St. Paul, 'My grace is sufficient for thee.'" You know what's really, really amazing? Is when God takes, he kind of scrapes the bottom of the barrel. He scrapes the bottom. It comes up with these people. They become great saints and do great things. And in the eyes of the world, they were nobodies. They were nothing. And that's how God has given them glory. Because it's not them, it's God. Our Lord, he chose for his apostles, simple fishermen. And when we look at the whole history of the church, we see this pattern. God glories in choosing the weak and the foolish. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us key in on the success, that element of success that all the saints have. And that was the grace of God. And where do we get that grace of God? By prayer and receiving the sacraments. When we are weak, St. Paul tells us, then we can be strong, because not trusting in ourselves, we go to God and ask for his grace. And that is a beautiful thing. I, as a priest, as a bishop, I see this. It's a wonderful thing to behold, the grace of God working in souls. I mean, it's really, really neat to see how God's grace works. I can go on with many stories, and you know that. I have the gift of gab, and I'm not going there. But I'll tell you one story. I think I mentioned it before, but maybe some of you haven't heard this. I was visiting a family, and this is an area I go very, very rarely. I don't go to this place for Mass very rarely. One family invited me over for dinner. I don't know this family at all. So I'm going to be nice and I'm going to, "How are you? And what do you do for work? And where you come from? And how many children do you have?" And then they talked about their children. They got to one young lady. And I could just tell from the mother and father, their reaction was they're very sad. Her daughter was on drugs, and she was doing really, very poorly. Didn't go to church, and just really messing up her life, and doing it very quickly. And I said, "I'm really sorry to hear that. I certainly pray for her." I said, "She doesn't live at home, does she?" She says, "No." I said, "Would she ever be willing to come and talk?" "I don't know. You don't know. Maybe." I said, "What's she doing tonight?" I says, "After supper at home. I got my prayers prayed, but I don't care. I don't come here often. What am I talking to her?" And they said, "Well, let's just do this on the mouse. Just go over there and show up at work." She was a waitress at a restaurant. And so her father goes into the restaurant and says, the girl says, "I have somebody who would like to see you." And she says, "Well, that's the bishop." And I don't know what it was. She came out to see me, and she just started crying. I mean, I didn't her name, but I just said her name, and I said, listen, you can do way better than this. I said, I'm going to give you a strong scapular. I want you to wear the scapular of Our Lady. You know the scapular. She shook her head. I said, can you put it on right now? She put it right on, you know, slipped under her blouse. And I said, listen, no matter how bad things are and how messed up you think your life is and how bad the situation is, God still loves you, and he wants you to get to heaven, and there isn't any problems in your life that God can't handle for you and help you. If you can only please make that first step. Now, this girl was on meth. She was on meth, and, you know, I don't know much about meth other than when people are on it, it's extremely hard to get off of it. And I asked her, I said, would you please, please, just, I'm not asking to pray a whole bunch of prayers, I want you to ask Mary, the Mother of God, say to Mary, I'm going to say three Hail Marys, and please help me. In 2 weeks, that girl was totally off drugs and coming back to church on a regular basis. That wasn't anything that I said. It's not anything that she could do on her own. To me, it was completely the grace of God. And let us remember that all of us, whatever our difficulties or trials or contradictions, whatever we go through in life, God is there, our loving Father, ready to help and support us. And that's the reason why I encourage all of you, read the lives of the saints. You'll be inspired by their dedication, their perseverance, and the things that they went through, and it will give us hope, and it will give us that ability to try like they did, and know if they can do it, so can we. So on this Feast of All Saints, we honor all the saints and angels in heaven. We ask for their intercession. And like I say, let us look up to the saints as our models and examples. How many people in the world have their heroes and heroines? It could be actors or actresses or athletes, people that are really inspired by these famous people, these rich and famous people that are in the newspaper and on television and whatever. But the saints were true heroes, the heroes and heroines of God. And they are the ones who are now enjoying the eternal, unending happiness with God in heaven. 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now, the people that in 2015, 2014 are so important, 20, 30, 40 years from now, no one's going to remember them. They might be a little book in a history book, but that's about it. It's kind of interesting when you talk to, you can kind of tell how old people are when you start talking about this or that. I don't know who you're talking about. You know, talk about actors, actresses, or athletes. That was not my time. But if we can so quickly forget about these people, then we know that the people and the things of this world are not important. But when it comes to the saints, they shine forth and they will shine forth forever in the kingdom of God. And that's the reason why when we look around and we see these stained glass windows of the statues of the saints, let us be inspired by their faithfulness to God, and let us follow in their footsteps. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.